This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's auditor says the city has recovered the most wage restitution in its history. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
Denver Labor House collected nearly $1.5 million from wage theft offenders so far this year. The restitution has been redistributed to over 2,800 workers, many of which come from minimum wage and civil wage theft investigations. Denver's auditor office says this year it has been able to pursue wage theft cases on behalf of employees who make above the minimum wage. Denver's minimum wage is higher than the statewide minimum. It's due to rise again next year to $18.29. I'm Paolo Jalsiter, CPR News.
Golf professionals and course owners in the Southwest will meet for the first time to talk about how their industry can survive with less water from the Colorado River. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis.
The Colorado Basin Golf and Water Summit is scheduled for October in Las Vegas, a city that has outlawed using Colorado River water to irrigate new golf courses. Conference speakers will give attendees an overview of the state of the river and how new government restrictions could mean less water for some states. The summit will help guide golf course managers on the best ways to design, irrigate, and maintain courses if their water budgets are slashed. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The first indigenous member of the Colorado Water Conservation Board is feeling optimistic. Lorelei Cloud says she's hopeful that tribal interests will be included in water rights moving forward.
When you stand together as a group, as a collective, even though you may not see eye to eye, if you can put that aside and create the trust that's very much needed, we can do just about anything.
She says a willingness to have tough conversations is the first step toward solutions. It turns out there are reports of damage from two tornadoes yesterday near Yuma on Colorado's eastern plains. The storm damaged a home and two outbuildings and knocked down power lines. The Yuma Police Department says no one was hurt. Around Metro Denver today, mostly sunny, highs in the 80s and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.